to ask the first question. You couldn't do me a small favour, could you? This simple question gains an almost certain agreeable response and gives you instant permission to continue with the rest of your request. You can then go on to say, you wouldn't happen to know. This throws down a challenge, which makes people want to prove you wrong. Just one person. Just one, because it's reasonable, and it seems a simple ask, and they're more likely to think of someone by name. Someone who just like you. This has the person narrowing down their options and gives you more of the right prospects, plus it pays a subtle compliment. Would benefit from. And then emphasize a specific benefit or positive experience they have just thanked you for. Then, shut up! When they're thought of somebody, you need to know where to go next. You'll probably see it in their body language. When they're thought of somebody, at this point say, don't worry. I'm not looking for their details right now, but who was it that you were thinking of? This automatically takes the pressure off, and the but helps them recall only the final part of the sentence. Find out then when they're likely next to see the person they thought of. You couldn't do me a further favour, could you? I mean, they said yes the first time. Next time you see Steve, could you share with him a little about how it was doing business with me and see if he's perhaps open-minded about taking a phone call from me to see if I can help him in the same way I helped you? Your prospect will almost certainly agree. Would it be okay if I give you a call next week to find out how the chat went with Steve? They will most likely again be agreeable. You will then call when you said you wouldn't ask. I'm guessing you didn't get around to speaking to Steve. As a person of their word, either they will proudly say that they have spoken to Steve, or they will be embarrassed and tell you how they will go on to complete the introduction. The magic in this, the crazy irony, is that you slow the process down, but you speed up the outcome and end up having conversations with people who expect your call, look forward to hearing from you, and are grateful. It provides you with qualified future customers who already have third-party experiences with your offerings, as well as permission to make contact. I'd take that over a name and number any day of the week. Your 23rd set of words. Just out of curiosity. There is one objection that people give in response to ideas that's always frustrated me. This objection is, I just need some time to think about it. I'm not saying that people should feel rushed into decisions. It's just that my experience tells me that this statement rarely means that they are heading away to do a detailed analysis of their decision. They're just pushing their decision away for another day. Apply some context to this. And consider that you've just spent time responding to an inquiry, visiting a prospect, getting to know them and listening to their challenges. You then provide them with a detailed set of recommendations as to how you can help them achieve their objectives or overcome their challenges. And in return, they provide this vague response that helps no one in the discussion to reach closure. My concern is that it's just not fair. I believe that if you've delivered your part correctly, then the other person at least owes you a little more transparency regarding their thoughts. On receipt of this reply, I've often found myself wanting to shout, what is it you want to think about? I knew that if they could open up their thoughts to me, then I could probably help. The trouble was I knew I couldn't really ask that because it would seem rude or obnoxious. So instead, I hear people in my situation say things like, it's okay, no pressure. We're ready when you're ready, and walk away from the opportunity, hoping that time will fix it. This frustration has meant that I've had to find a way of getting a real answer from people by asking rude, obnoxious questions without sounding rude or obnoxious. What I want from their response is not a guaranteed commitment, but honesty in the discussion so that we both know what the true obstacles are. What I discovered was that if I preface one of these direct questions with a certain set of magic words, then I could change rude and obnoxious into soft and fluffy by finding a reason for my direct question and gaining permission to ask it. I instantly shift control of the conversation to me. The words I use to do this are just out of curiosity, and they can be used as the perfect preface to many a direct question. Examples include, just out of curiosity, what is it specifically you need some time to think about? Or just out of curiosity, what needs to happen for you to make a decision about this? Or, just out of curiosity, what is it that's stopping you from moving forward right now? In each of these examples, what's imperative is that you remain quiet following your question. Silence becomes your friend. You must not prejudge their answer or put words in their mouth. They now know they need to give you a proper answer, and one of two things will happen. Thing number one is that maybe 12 seconds go by, and this will feel like about 3 weeks. They will then come back with a real, honest answer, and you can work with that level of transparency. The second option would be that the time runs on longer. 12 seconds, 13 seconds, 14 seconds, 15 seconds. This is good news. Bite your tongue, sit on your hands, do nothing. Let the time go by. During this elongated pause, they are hunting for an excuse and often realize they do not really have one. They then respond with things like, "You know what, you're right. There isn't anything to think about." Or, "There's nothing that needs to happen." Or, "There's nothing stopping me." It's the very fact that you were prepared to ask them the question that they were not yet prepared to ask themselves that empowers them to make a decision you both know was right for them in the first place. Asking big, brave questions is exactly what you need to do to move from being just like everybody else to becoming a professional mind maker upper. It's now time for a final thought. With all these words to consider, I'm sure you are now aware that reaching for the right words at the right time can make all of the difference. There is one more thing I want to share with you, something that isn't necessarily a magic word. It is something, though, that can make a huge and profound difference to your levels of success when you impart your knowledge and wisdom to others. One worry I hear from lots of people is the fear of being caught out when it comes to product knowledge about their business and industry, and the need to have fantastic answers for every question. About a decade ago, I met with one of the most successful salespeople I have ever known. I was having a conversation with him about success. This particular individual, Roger, was in the room when the very first text message was created, and he had a long, illustrious career in the telecommunications industry. I remember talking to him about the change in telephones moving from analog to digital, and he told me that he used to get questions from his customers all the time about how this new technology worked. The question resulted in him trying to explain the technological updates and dazzle them with his deep knowledge, only to be greeted by blank faces looking back at him. In one of those light bulb moments that change everything, Roger realized he was doing everything wrong. He thought his obligation was to actually tell them how this stuff worked, and he quickly realized his responsibility was not to give them the answer. It was just to give them an answer. So he changed the way he answered the question. From that point onwards, when customers asked him, "So how does all this stuff work?" he would respond with the words, "It works great." 9 times out of 10, his customers were delighted with that answer. Think how that could work for you. When a customer or prospect asks how all this stuff works, could you just answer, "Great"? When they ask you what kind of results they could expect from this, could your answer be "good ones"? By giving an answer that is simple, that is effortless, that is positive and uplifting, that comes back at them in the other direction, watch how it stuns people into a positive decision that empowers them to move forward, as opposed to confusing them with facts. Everything you've learned in this book is simple, is easy to do, and better still, works. What it does not do, though, is work with all of the people all of the time. It just works with more of the people more of the time. There is a chance that what you are doing now is working with some of the people some of the time. So please do not try any of this once and tell me it did not work. Try it over and over again until it becomes natural. Bring it into everyday language. The compound effect of those tiny improvements and subtle changes in language, the ability to know exactly what to say, and the insertion of a few magic words could be just the tonic that takes your ambition, dedication, and drive with a few skills sprinkled on, and moves you from counting conversations to making conversations count. I wish you all the success that you are prepared to work for. Please, enjoy the journey. There are a few people I'd like to say thank you to. In a life blessed with so many great people appearing in it, the idea of writing the acknowledgements for this audiobook fills me with fear. Of course I'll forget someone awesome, and no doubt there are hundreds of contributors who have influenced me without either of us even knowing of it. I do know, though, that this book has only become a reality because of a handful of magical people. The first thank you, though, must go to the thousands of consumers who have given me a hard time over the years and have forced me to work on my craft and challenge myself to gain the experience to write this book. You cannot learn the power of simplicity until you've tackled the complications of reality. People often talk about how tricky salespeople can be, yet my experience is that customers are no angels either. Another huge thank you has to go to my first mentor, Peter Lee at Instill, who, although I thanked him in each of my books, still fails to realize the pure inspiration he provides to me when he showed me how much of a difference just one training session could make to someone's life. My audiences from countless speaking gigs deserve a special mention. The hundreds of comments shared over the years have given me the fuel to document these words, an archive, something that I hope provides clarity to the tongue-tied tribe who are tenaciously trying to be triumphant. More recently, I have to mention the amazing talents of Bob Berg, Scott Stratton, and the community of professional speakers who spill their experience freely to remind me how inferior I am on a daily basis. The book itself has only been made possible through a powerful collaboration with a special team of people at Page 2 Strategies. In particular, I want to call out Trina White for being a sensible voice of reason when I nearly decided to not finish the book. Gabrielle Narstead for keeping everything on track and making me feel like a naughty schoolboy if I missed a deadline. And the ever-patient Jenny Govia, whose editing talent ensures you would never know that I can only write British, and clearly never went to college. Finally, it's often said that behind every great man is a great woman, and in my case this is amplified by the thanks that I owe to two great women. Firstly is my dedicated and loyal assistant Bonnie Schaefer, who effortlessly has my back in every scenario, is always one step ahead, and allows me to do the things that I do best. There is one thank you that always leaves me lost for words, and that is to my beautiful wife, Charlotte, for whom I would need to write another book to show my true gratitude. It is her presence that challenges me to be better in all that I do, and the fact that I closed the deal on her gives me all the confidence I need that these magic words really do work. Thank you for everything. I should probably tell you who I am. Talking about yourself is the worst. How do I share my experience without sounding braggy? Do you really care that much anyway? Should I just, like, speak it in third person and see how that sounds? These are all the questions I find myself struggling with as I share this. Yes, I've enjoyed a challenging and varied career, and I've achieved a lot through failing miserably and learning fast. It's true, I do live pretty much the life of my dreams. I mean, I drive the car I had as a poster of on my bedroom wall as a kid, and I have two homes in the locations I added to dream boards in my teens. And people do say nice things about me and the results I've helped them achieve. The reality is, though, I'm just a normal guy, who's the son of a builder, who's doing the best he can to make rhyme or reason of this crazy world we live in. My passions are my health, people, and the belief that one person can change the world. I'm on a mission to change the way that people think about selling and to help them realize that sales is not a dirty word. You can catch up with me on my mission of teaching the world to sell at all popular social channels. I would love to learn about your successes with the magic words. Remember that contacts are in contact with each other, so please let's continue the conversation. See my random pictures on Instagram at PhilemJonesUK. Read automated posts, impromptu rants, and find the real me on Twitter at PhilemJonesUK. Connect for business chatter on LinkedIn, get free training resources at my Facebook page, and check out my website at www.philmjones.com for the blog and lots more free resources that can help you on your quest to be better.
We hope you've enjoyed this listen-up audio production of Exactly What to Say, The Magic Words for Influence and Impact, written and narrated by Phil M. Jones. Copyright 2017 by Phil M. Jones. Production copyright 2017 by Listen Up Audiobooks.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.